This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin read by Sandeepan Chakravarti. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will arrive in Manipur today on his one-day visit to the state. The opposition leader will visit Jiribam district to meet the affected families living in relief camps set up by the state government. Jiribam district bordering Assam has witnessed ethnic violence in the first week of last month and many houses and government offices gutted in the incidents. Gandhi will come to Imphal from Jiribam and will first visit Chirachandpur district to meet the inmates in relief camps. He will also stop at relief camps set up at Bishnupur district. The opposition leader is planning to meet Manipur Governor Anusuya Uike. Meanwhile, tight security arrangements have been made for Rahul Gandhi's visit. Manipur Pradesh Congress Committee President Kesham Meghachandra along with former CM and Congress leader O. Ibobisingh have left Imphal for Jiribam yesterday. In Assam, 8 more people lost their lives during the last 24 hours, bringing the total number of flood-related deaths in the state to 66. Though the flood situation has improved slightly, but nearly 22 lakh people are still reeling under the deluge across 28 districts. Over 3,400 villages in 97 revenue circles remain inundated and over 68,000 hectares of crop areas have been damaged. The NDRF and SDRF teams have rescued 218 people in the last 24 hours. The Brahmaputra and Barak rivers and their tributaries are flowing above the danger level. At least 172 roads and 6 bridges apart from other infrastructure have been damaged during the last 24 hours. Over 15 lakh animals are affected and 53,000 people are taking shelter in 269 relief camps, while the state government has opened 361 relief distribution centres. India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rain along the west coast, many parts of the northeast and east India and Uttar Pradesh in the next 5 days. The Meteorological Department said there is a likelihood of isolated extremely heavy rainfall in Bihar and Odisha today. Assam and Meghalaya are also likely to witness rainfall on the 10th and 11th of this month. Fairly widespread to widespread light to moderate rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms and lightning is very likely over Konkan and Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Kerala and Mahalakshadweep and coastal Karnataka during the next 5 days. The National Testing Agency has released the answer key for the Common University Entrance Test undergraduate CUET UG 2024. Release of answer keys set the stage for the announcement of results. The results are expected to be announced within a week. Then the answer key provides candidates with an approximate idea of the scores and chances of admission to undergraduate courses in 261 central, state, deemed and private universities. This year, over 13.4 lakh candidates registered for the common entrance test. Chairperson of the National Commission for Women, Rekha Sharma, has arrived in Meghalaya to participate in a regional conference on women entrepreneurs for non-timber forest produce. Sharma will be accompanied by members Delina Khongdup, Mamta Kumari and Member Secretary Meenakshi Negi. The workshop and conference will be held in Shillong today and tomorrow. Titled Promoting Entrepreneurship Among Indigenous Women of NER Based on Non-Timber Forest Produce, the workshop is being organized in collaboration with the Meghalaya Biodiversity Board. The sessions will cover market dynamics, technology adoption, value chain challenges and income augmentation. In Manipur, Rath Yatra Festival, locally known as Kang Chingba, will be held in Imphal today. The main celebration will be held at the Sri Sri Govindaji Temple located at Palace Compound in Imphal East District. The Sri Sri Govindaji Temple Board, which is the organizing body for the Rath Yatra, decided to kick off the festival at 1:30 p.m. This year, the festival has become controversial as various sections of the state have appealed to the people to abstain from celebrating the Rath Yatra festival considering the ongoing ethnic violence in the state. Apart from Sri Sri Govindaji Temple, other main temples of the state decided to skip Rath Yatra festival this year. Manipur Governor Sushri Anusuya Uike yesterday visited the Sri Sri Govindaji Temple and inspected the arrangements made for the festival. Additional security forces have been placed surrounding the temple. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.